This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Now in Bein Amtzarim, 9 days, as we approach Tisha B'Av, there's a lot of things that we need to understand about Avelis. What is the Avelis on the Chulban? The entire day of Tisha B'Av is designated for the kinnis, many things that are brought out in the kinnis. I'd like to just take out one nekuda as we approach Tisha B'Av and the reading of the kinnis. And that is Golus. In order to be Mesabel, we have to understand that we are in Golus. Otherwise, it doesn't have the true meaning and effect that it's supposed to have. A person's Mesabel, and he's thinking about the trip that he's going to take after Tisha B'Av. It's not exactly Avelis. What is Golus? It's interesting, in the kinnis, we don't just talk about the Churban Habayis. The kinnis strings together all the churbanos and all the tzaris of Klal Yisrael from the time of the churban till almost modern day times, or even tzaddikim, gedolim, who made up kinnis for the Holocaust, some kehillas say it. It's obvious from the kinnis that we just don't Misabel, we're not just not Misabel on the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban of Yerushalayim from thousands of years ago, but we bunch together, we put together all the tzaris in the same Avelis. And the reason for this already is brought down in the Mefarshim, that it's all connected. That all the tzaris we have today as a shaychis, as a connection to the Churban Habayis. Many have already spoken about this. Rav Gifter Zecher Tzadik Livracha had a whole shmooze about this topic. It's a quite famous shmooze. Mara brings down that Rav Gamliel was in a town where a woman would wake up every night and cry for her child that was nifter. And he would get up and cry for the Beis HaMikdash, to the point that his eyebrows fell out and the Talmidim noticed it. The Gemara is famous, the Chazal is famous. And the Mefarshim ask the connection. How is it that the cry of the mother was a reminder, a shaychus to the Beis HaMikdash? The mother cried over her personal tragedy. The answer, of course, is Yadua, it's famous, like I just mentioned to you, that all the tzaris of Klal Yisrael are connected to the Churban Habayis. And the Mela, Rav Gamliel, saw in the tzara of this woman, he saw the tzara of the Churban Habayis. But I think we need to go a little bit deeper, and at the end of the shir, we'll get back to the mother who cried, to better understand the connection between the mother who cries for the child and the Churban Habayis. We need to understand deeper what is Golus. You take a look at the parasha we just read, Parashas Masi. Heila Masi b'nei Yisrael. It seems like the psukim are talking about the Masayis from Mitzrayim through the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. Vur in the Mefarshim, as I will show you and explain to you, that we're not only talking about the past, the Masayis that the Psukim are referring to, of course, are the Masayis that happened then, but it also is Merameis, the Masayis of Klal Yisrael through the Dairis, as we soon will see from even the Rishayim talk about this. Because the question, of course, is obvious. What's it negeya? Why is it so important for us to know the Masayis, Eilam Asa B'nei Yisrael? And of course, the famous Teretz La'alacha, that there's one shita that holds to Shailan D'Rishayim, that the Isra to go back to Mitzrayim is only Al Derech Hazeh to go back on the same route. So it was important for us to know the route that they took, to know what's usher in returning back to Mitzrayim. That's a halachic shaila, which is not for today to discuss. Maybe for another time.
Why come to be
talking
about that?
Al kol panim, the mefarshim say that the Eilam Asa B'nei Yisrael is not only the past, but actually it has in it remozim, connotations of Klal Yisrael through the Deiris. The Baal Shem is Yedua. He says that every person in his private life goes through Membe's Masayas. We all have our trials and tribulations, our tzaras, our yisurim. Klal Yisrael on the Prat goes through Masayas. We actually say this in the Zmiris that we say Friday night. Galeni la'ir libi bigalusi. Every person has his own gullus, private gullus. Every Jew goes through his trials and tribulations. And the Membe's Masayis, Amiramis, to this Indian. Just one example, Kibbutz HaTaiva, we have to bury the Taiva. V'chulei, v'chulei. But it's interesting, there's a Ravid, Rabbi Yisrael, that says that actually the Membe's Masayis is a remis for Klal Yisrael through the Doiris, Ad Bias Mashiach, that we will have to go through Membe's Masayis. This is a recent Ravid in Idias, Peirut Beis Mishnah Tes. The Ravid says, when Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not bring us into Eretz Yisrael directly, but he will take us through the Midbar Ha'amim, the Midbar of the nations of the world, Galus. And he says, "Kedemevur b'Yecheskel," like it's clearly in Yecheskel. And if you look in Yecheskel, it's clear there that the Ramazim of the Geula Achrona and all the Golosin are all merumas in Yecheskel. So it comes out, "Ki meitzeischo mi'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois," that we will repeat. That there's going to be a repeat, Rabbi Yisai, of the Midbar and all the trials and all the Masoyas that they had to go through till the time of Mashiach. Let us understand Masoyas. What is the point? What is the pshat in all this coming? We went to Spain and then we went to Europe and then we came to America and then to Eretz Yisrael and then there's and wherever we go, we stay a while and then we travel on. Gullus. What's the pshat in all these gullus? If you look at the pasuk says clearly, "Vayichtev Moshe es meitzeihem lemaaseihem al pi Hashem." So it says meitzeihem lemaaseihem, where they were camped, where they were found, to where they traveled. Moshe writes this. And then the pasuk repeats itself, "V'eila maaseihem lemaitzeihem," the travelings to come on to the places that they came to. And the mefarshim ask, when the pasuk is redundant, it's the chapash to shaila, what does the pasuk mean? The pshat habeisa is ganz pashit. Every place we went to Gullus, every stop we went, had two reasons for it. One is we had to go there. We had to travel from where we were to the come to that place for whatever reason, as we soon will explain. And then from there, we had to travel on. Vayisu, when they traveled, the pshat is meitzeihem. Sometimes they had to be in a certain place in order to travel vayta. And sometimes they travel to a place because they had to be there. So it's actually both. To give you to understand what I mean, Farshim explained that sometimes Vayetze and sometimes Vayelech. Sometimes we leave a place because we have to leave. And sometimes we go to a place because we have to be there. And sometimes it's both. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, he had to leave Be'er Sheva. Vayelech Harana, he needed to go to Haran. So in actuality, it comes out that the Nesia, the travel that Yaakov had to make, had two things in it. It had to leave, he had to go, come to another place. And this is what the Pasuk is saying, Mizofashtein, Eilam Asib in Yisrael, that it's Maseyem, Moitzeyem L'Maseyem, and it's Maseyem L'Moitzeyem. We have to sometimes come to a place, in order we have to travel to the next place. And this is Gullus. This is what Gullus is. Our Chaim HaKadosh explains, says, Al Pi Hashem, Al Pi Hashem, Avad Al Pi Hashem. The Torah is the Al Pi Hashem. So I'm going to mefarish him that because it's about the Maseyim throughout the Deiris, Hayidavisin, everything's Al Pi Hashem. At every gullus, every travel that Klal Yisrael had to travel through the gullusin, from one place to come to another place, this is all because Al Pi Hashem. The Cheshbeinis are very difficult to understand why. And Avada, we have to do tshuva, we have to try to search. We look at the Kinnis, the Chasha Matzdaka, we try to explain why. How do these things happen and why did they happen? But at the end of the day, it's Al Pi Hashem. There's things that we don't understand. It's from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And this becomes Masei B'nei Yisrael throughout the Deiros. This is Golus. The end of the Parsha, Rabbi Yisai, talks about Golus, interestingly enough. And the Mefarshim talk, especially the Chassidus Sfarim, I'm full with this. The Parshas Masi is read B'davka Bein Amtzarim, because everything in the Parsha has to do with Bein Amtzarim. And here we understand why the beginning of the Parsha has to do with Bein Amtzarim, has to do with the Gullison. But there's two other parts to the Parsha. And that is, we have Yerusha Sa'aretz, that Klal Yisrael gets Eretz Yisrael. And then we have the parish of Shaygig and Gullus. Gullus, interesting. What is the Kesher, and what is the parish teaching us about Gullus? The Hayrig Nefesh B'Shaygig, it's interesting, Peled Gazach, comes out from Gullus if the Kohen Gadol dies. Peledika thing. And about the Chazal already tell us, the Mishneh Makis, the Gemara, that it was a Kohen Gadol's fault at some level, that he should have been mispalel al dayre. Under his watch, these things shouldn't have happened. It's an interesting thing. Kilo, we blame the Kohen Gadol. What was the Kohen Gadol's ashma? What was his aveira, so to speak? You're talking these things happened when you were the Kohen Gadol. How is the Kohen Gadol supposed to stop all this? So Pashit, I guess he gives Musa, a Kohen Gadol, an example. What exactly is the Kohen Gadol's fault? Another Nekuda HaBeisai Apella. Isn't there a Pella de Kazach that how does a Yid who's Hayri B'Shaygig, he goes out with the fact that the Kohen Gadol gets his Nifter? And he's mispalel. He davens for it. The Mishnah says that the mothers of the Kehanim Gedalim, and it's interesting, it says Kehanim. If you take a look at the Aruch Neri's Masbir, it doesn't mean only the Kehanim Gedalim's mother throughout the years. It's actually four Kehanim. We have a Kohen Gadol, and a Skan Kohen, and a Mashiach Mochama. So any one of them, the Mishnah says, could be mighty. The person who was Hayri B'Shaygig, if any one of them dies, so the tefillah actually was for anyone. They could have been spalled for this kayin or for that kayin. So we're not even talking about the Kohen Gadol anymore. According to the Gemara, it's not only the Kohen Gadol, it's the Meshuach Milchameh. So the Meshuach Milchameh is responsible that there was a Hayrig Nefesh B'Shegig. Ad Kedei Kach, the Achlanes says that it was almost like a bidding war between the mothers. This is the Achlanes for Mishnah. That the Meshuach Milchameh's mother would go and out, so give more presents than the Kohen Gadol, and they kept on giving more and more, because each one didn't want that their child should be the one he davens for, that they should die.
Davening they should die is like killing the shekel.
So the Shaila HaVeisa is, you hear, what's Taka the Pshat? Hazah Azach, that a Kohen, the tefillah of the person, should be the thing that takes him out, you hear? That if he davens for the Kohen Gadol to die, das ist adin in ater, megas tontak, means the chapelti gezach. And the Torah says, thus is, that's how he goes out b'shegig. I have another shayla rabbeisai. Tell me, if a person wants to leave, he wants to leave galus, you think if he gets a little bit prizes, it's a good cake, a nice blanket for the mamas, that's it, he's going to stop davening to get out of galus. What's that could have shot now? The chapela de gizach rabbeisai. The ganze sugi is the chapela. Mensch is heirig b'shegig. And what happens? If he davens, the Kohen Gadol should die. And we blame the Kohen Gadol because it was his fault. How is it his fault? And on top of everything, if the mother comes, and the mother gives a present, a chveis, that's it. He's willing not to daven to get out of galus. What's the pshat? So I heard from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livrachah. I heard it from him directly. Tell me, a Meir Dikazach, maybe the Eilim heard it from others. A Meir Dikavot. Havada and Havada, he's going to still daven to get out of Golis. That's not the Shaila. But once you take away that he's not going to daven B'Leif Shalom, she's taking away the Tzar of the Golis. So if you're not going to daven B'Leif Shalom, that's not how you get out of Golis. Tefillah for the Gullus has to be Dan's B'Leif Shalom. So the mother takes away somewhat of the Tzar HaGullus. My father's still going to daven. Why would someone not daven? But because L'maisa not going to daven with the full Tzar, feeling the necessity of Muzah, because there's no choice and it hurts. And Mela does is Nishtat Filah that's going to take him out of Dallas. Rabbi said, let me read to you a Kuzri. The Kuzri asks the question that we all ask. Tata Vilang is the Gullus. How does it keep on going and going and going? And he answers the Kuzri. Because when Elo Ayinu Mizdamim Likras Lekev Hussainu B'Lev of Shalem U'B'Nefesh Chafetza, if only we would have davened, if only we would davened fully, Ayinu Poygim Mimenu Mashipogu Avisem Mitzrayim, we would have seen the same Nisim that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us in Mitzrayim. He's back to Masayis, Rabbi Isaac. He made Seis Chomeretz Mitzrayim. How did we get out of Mitzrayim? The tremendous Nisim and Eflois. Says the Kuzri, if we would daven, believe, Shalei. The same Nisim would happen. Same exact thing. And he continues. Then when we say, Yishtachvu l'arkatsha, Yishtachvu l'adamiraglov, and when we say, Amasr shchinasa l'tziyoin, it's only kitzivsuf hazarzer v'adaymalai. It's like a bird that chirps. Yeah, we say the words. She'ein anachnu cheshal ma'ashenayim b'zev zulasai. Because we don't really, really, really be ma'ayin into what we're saying. Tasadevat ha'beisai. When it comes to galus, you have to understand the tzar ha'galus, and we have to daven. B'leiv Shalom, that the Rebbeinu should take us out. This Rabbi says the Taina on the Kohen Gadol also. What was the Kohen Gadol supposed to do? And the answer is, L'spal al-Doyre. Tefillah. Galus is about tefillah. The way to get out of Galus is only through tefillah. And if a person would daven, there wouldn't be Reitzchim, the Kohen Gadol, the Meshuach Muhammad. Well, what Shaykh does the Meshuach Muhammad? And the Teretz is, if they're Kahanim and the Kahanim Gedolim, then it becomes their Aveda, the Dami. This is the Pasha of Golus. There's another Chalik in this Pasha, Rabbi Yisai. And Rav Shach told this to me as well. He mentioned the Bnei Yisascha, believe it or not, yes. He mentioned to me an interesting Bnei Yisascha. He said to me, another Nekudin in the Avelis has to be Emuna in Mashiach. Avgleibin. We sit in Sabu. We sit everyone on the floor and we think about the Chuvin Abayis. A chelik of how to bring Mashiach and the Binyan Abayis. It's called Amsabal Yishlaim Zeche V'Raya Ben Achmasa. You all know the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that what's the Zeche V'Raya on the present? It should say, Yiske, he will be Zeche. Zeche. He's now, he's right now Zeche. It should have said, Yiske, he will be Zeche. Explains the Chassam Sofer that when you misabla Yushalayim properly, it comes with it that Yushalayim is real, Mashiach is real, Beis Hamikdash is real. So that already becomes the Nechama right now. Zoyche v'raya b'nechmasa, that through the Avelis, through the Avelis, the Necham is here. Because it becomes a Metzias as his gates ayin HaBeis HaMikdash. When his gates ayin Mashiach un Yerushas HaOretz. That is what the Chassam Sofer means. They say Tisha B'Av is Saya Day of Tefillah. That we should have the Beis HaMikdash. And Tisha B'Av is Saya Day has to become Metzius. The Gullus has to be a Metzius. It has to be a reality. And the Nechama, that Mashiach is coming, and the Binyan Abayis has to be a Metzius also. So it's not something Yiske. The Teire Vilnish says, Mezotachten, Zipkumen Atag Mithodin. It's not. That day. It has to be Zeiche V'Raya V'Nechmasa that day. You know, it's Yidua, the famous Kasha. Karalai Mayit. Tisha B'Av is a Mayit. How could it be a Mayit? We don't say Tachna Tisha B'Av. How could it be a Mayit? Where is the Mayit in it? So it's Yidua, many different Pshatimis are said. How it's a Mayit? How is Tisha B'Av a Yontif? So about the famous Pshat, Giftes Eich Tzadik Levrach used to say, Mayid means we come together with the Eivishta. What does it mean to come together with the Eivishta? Amol, the Eivishta is Mesameach. Amol, the Eivishta get that patch, but it's a Mayid. It's a Mayid. It's so even the patch, Habis Fanatata. From the Dub the Maggid, the Maggid used to say over all the time, Shiftecha, Shantecha, Hema, Yerachmuni. Your stick. Your stick. That's my Nechama. How is the stick to Nechama? Shiftecha, Shantecha, was the Eivish to get clapped. That's our Nechama. It's a famous marshal. And the sheep gets lost. And about it's a marshal for Klal Yisrael. The sheep gets lost. What is the Roya, the what is the? What does he do? He catches the sheep and he gives it a patch. He wasn't supposed to go away from the herd. He wasn't supposed to should have stayed together with the flock. But the sheep feels, at least I'm not lost, right? He knows that the Roya, he's near. Not going to get lost. So Shiftecha, Mishantecha, Hemi, and Achmuni. That's how it's a Mayid. It's a Mayid, or I feel the patch from Taten. Tisha B'Av is a day. The Metzius that the Geula is going to be. The Zeicha V'Raya B'Nechmasa is a chelik of Kol HaMesabel on the same day. Even Eicha, if you take a look at Eicha, we begin with all the tzaris, and how do we end off? Shveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Noshuva Chadish, everything ends off with the same Nekuda, in the same, because it's both the same Yisayit. That is, it's true, we're right now in Galus, but it's the same true as Mitahais came from them Galus. It's a tremendous Avaida. It's a tremendous Avaida. Who knows, maybe the Eivishtim makes wars in Eretz Yisrael, but we should feel it's a bit pashut. Maybe that's why certain things happen on certain days. Galus Rabbi Isai. If we understand Galus, it hurts. But Galus is also what makes a Yid. You know, Yid is called a Galus Yid. Galus makes us who we are. And that is because Galus brings out all the things that we can't have when we don't have Galus. And that is Emuna, Tefillah Mitaych Tzara. Yid needs to have Emuna and Tefillah Mitaych Tzara. She'ein lanu lishon el avinu shebashamayim. That's what makes a Yid. That's part of what we are. Galus was destined before even the Averis we did. You'll see in the Kinnis Rabbeis, so if you look carefully, it's one of the kinnis that we say that it was actually predestined from before the Torah that there's going to be Galus. And like I said, the Masiv in Yisrael, this is what makes a Yid. We become stronger because of our Muna and our Tefillah, and that's how we even became Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael. Before we became Am Yisrael, we needed to go through Mitzrayim. We needed it. Kura Barzel. Every Galus is a Kura Barzel. From the time that the Chayshach Zu Yavan, it's already in the beginning, the first Pasuk, Mada, Yavan, all the Galus, it's already predestined. And we say this, Echasher Kvarosa was already predestined before. Why was it predestined? Before we did the Aveira. And the Teretz is because it was part of the Talich of what makes Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Galus, Emunah in Tefillah in Galus, Emunah in the Rebbeinu Shlom. This Rabbeisai is Parshas Maaseh, and this is what Tisha B'Av. It's a big Avodah Rabbeisai. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to make a Metzius. We're talking Galus. Taka, every day, you know, we forget. Tzuyalat Chateshi, every tzara we hear, we forget, wears off. The Kinnis reminds us of all the Golos and in all the tzaras. And at the same time, it talks about Nechame, it talks about Emuna, Tefillah, and that becomes the Avoda. I'd like to end with the following Yisayi, Rabbi Yisayi. I thought it was interesting. Mothers, the role that the mother plays in the galus of the Hayrik Nefesh B'Shayt. Santa Zach. Interesting thing. The mothers, they come and they, what's the pshat? So I was thinking to myself, on your side, on your side. The Hayrig Nefesh B'Shaygig needs to do tshuva. He needs to be mispalel. He needs to do, so his tefillah could be that the Kayin should die. But what was his Aveira, Rabbeisa? His Aveira was that he killed somebody. You know what he sees from the mother? He sees from the mother that a mother comes and is in pain over the loss of her child. This is supposed to be the lesson. There's a lesson that the Hayyig Nefesh B'Shagig has to take. He has to understand that there's a mama, there's a mother that you made suffer. The Tzara of Klal Yisrael. We have to identify there are mamas and tatas that are suffering. And the tefillah and the bakashas have to be a star mama, or a star tatam that's suffering. And I'll explain to you a little bit deeper what I mean. We all know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. And there was a mom in Klal Yisrael that came to ask for her children. But now it's a very important part of the kinnis. If you take a look, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam sends Yirmiyah to ask the Ovis that the Ovis should come to be Mispal of Bnehem. Rebbeinu Shloilam Zavt, what are you doing, Yirmiyah? Why didn't you go? The Eibishter tells Yirmiyah, go wake up the Ovis and tell the Ovis that they should be mispalel al b'neihem. And they all come and they say different things and why the Rebbeinu Shlom should send the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. The only one that the Rebbeinu Shlom listened to, we all know, is Rachel Lach al b'neihem. Rachel was asking for Klal Yisrael. There's a limud here that they say. In order to come out of the gullus, we have to understand the role the mother plays in the kayach hatfilah. There's a kayach hatfilah of a mama. What does that mean? It's the most purest tefillah that could be. When a mother cries for a child, that's a bechi, that's a lev shalom, it's the strongest bechi possible. Rebbeinu Shlom was telling us that's the tefillah that's going to take us out of the gullus. It's Avad Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but the greatest bechi is Rachel Mevak al Baneha. That level of bechi, that level of tefillah, and that maybe is Merumis. And the mother who tries to save her child, that the tefillah, what was the tefillah? He's going to be mispalad, the kayin should die. So the mother plays a role in the tefillah. The mother plays a role that, to show the tsar of the mother, and that's the tefillah. What should you daven? Realize the tsar. Realize what it means, the mother to the child. Coming out of Golis needs a Zatzar Tefillah, like I said. I end every year, and I have to bring out the Maisa from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. This is not my Yisayid, even though the Torah is my Yisayid, but the Yisayid is already the Heilig of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Hashim of the Mir. I went every year to Kever Rachel, and to tell Rachel Imenu, Mama Rachel, the Rebbeinu Shloilam tells you, Nehi Kailich mi bechi, Einaich mi dima, Dein Einakel, Chayim. He says, don't stop crying. Cry, cry, cry. Because he understood that the tefillah, the Nehi Kailich mi bechi, that level of tefillah is going to take us out of the palace. Yay, Sachal Fulasik, that's the only tefillah. The lesson that we have to take from this is the tzar of the galus has to be azevi amamafakind. That level of connection to the tzar and that level of tefillah, that will take us out of the galus. Eilam Asi b'nei Yisrael. We go through difficult things, Rabbi said, like I said, the rabbi from Spain to Germany, wherever we go. And then there's the Yachid. There's Leveleini Lair Libi Begalusi. It's about Emunah and Tefillah. That it's Zaycha V'Roya B'Nechmasa even that day. And that's Karalai Moyed. It's possible that it's Karalai Moyed because of the Emunah we believe that right even that day. And the truth is, Chazal tell us the Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. What does it mean he's born on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is a day, it's Avelus and Yeshua at the same time. Either we're Zeicher or we're not Zeicher. Kol Shalai Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Ki'ilu Nechrav. It's about our tefillah, it's about our emunah, it's about understanding the tzar. And through that tzar, we misfal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us talk to be Zeicher HaBei Yisrael. Imam Rachel. As you would say, Yein HaKlarim. We all here, we ask you to keep on crying. We ask you for the soldiers in the evening in Eretz Yisrael. We ask you for all the tzaras in Klal Yisrael, all the mothers that cry, and all the fathers that cry. Shetaka bin Yisrael. And this we should be Zaycha, V'raya ben Achmasa, Tavbiya Sakai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.